2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 1. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. 2 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:10. Our Savior Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel. When Paul was writing 2 Timothy, he was fully aware that the churches were declining. However, because he was one who laid hold on the promise of eternal life, he was not discouraged or disappointed. He had something within him that never changed, the eternal, uncreated, incorruptible life of God. No matter how the environment may change, this eternal life remains the same. Because he himself was encouraged in the life of God and not disappointed by the situation, Paul wrote the second epistle to Timothy not only as an encouragement and strengthening to a younger co-worker but also as an inoculation for the entire body of Christ against the decline of the church. The eternal life according to which Paul became an apostle is incorruptible and unchanging, for this life is actually the process triune God himself. Because Paul was indwelt by this life, not even the whole Roman Empire was able to prevail over him in its dealings with him. Paul was strengthened by the process triune God as life. Today's reading. The life mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:1 includes all the 8 basic elements of the inoculation. This means that eternal life includes a pure conscience, unfeigned faith, the divine gift, a strong spirit, eternal grace, the element of incorruption, the healthy word, and the indwelling spirit. If we have this life, which is actually the process triune God, we have a pure conscience, unfeigned faith, and all the other provisions of the divine inoculation. The eternal life of God is given to all believers in Christ and is the main element of the divine grace given to us. This life has conquered death and will swallow up death. It was according to the promise of such a life that Paul was an apostle. This life and the incorruption that is its consequence have been brought to light and made visible to men through the preaching of the gospel. Life is the divine element, even God himself, imparted into our spirit. Incorruption is the consequence of life's saturating of our body. This life and incorruption are able to counter the death and corruption brought in by the decline among the churches. In 2 Timothy 1:12 Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." What the apostle believed was not a thing or a matter but a living person, Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the embodiment of divine grace and eternal life. The eternal life in him is powerful. It is more than able to sustain to the end the one who suffers for his sake, and to preserve him for the inheritance of the coming glory. To confront the death, corruption, and confusion in the church's decline, the eternal life, on which chapter 1 is based, the divine truth, emphasized in chapter 2, and the Holy Scripture, highly regarded in chapter 3, are all needed. The eternal life not only swallows up death but also renders the life supply. The divine truth replaces the vanity of corruption with the reality of all the divine riches, and the Holy Scripture not only dispels the confusion but also furnishes divine light and revelation. Hence, in this book the apostle stressed these 3 things. Christ is eternal life to us. If we were not in him, Christ would still be eternal life in himself, but he would not be eternal life to us. Because we are now in him, to us Jesus Christ is eternal life. This is the end of today's morning revival.